Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I could go through a million names of guys that were picked later in the draft that maybe at the time it was like, okay, they didn't really need a corner, but they drafted this safety corner from Louisiana Tech, and then L'Jarius Sneed becomes an all-pro. So I think far too often we, and this is including myself, can get so enthralled with round one and what do teams need to do, and they need a defensive tackle or they need a corner, when I do think in a vacuum or in a perfect world, literally just picking the best available player is actually the best way to go about it, because as we know, rosters change so quickly in today's NFL.
Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports on with Chopin Bulldog yesterday. That's a good point. Not just to do best available in without any context, right? Because if the best available player is a running back for the Bills in the first round, they should not draft a running back. If the best player available is a quarterback, they should not draft a quarterback because they don't need a quarterback. There has to be some need. There has
context
to be some,
always matters.
Some plan for the player to be on the field. If the best, and this is a great offensive tackle draft, right? If the best player available, the number one player, when the Bills are on the clock at 30, is an offensive tackle, they absolutely should not draft an offensive tackle. Why? Because that guy's not going to have any opportunity to play without injury for
a couple of years at least.
How long are Dawkins and Brown going to be their tackles? They're both under contract. It's going to be 3 years minimum.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Brown took a huge step last year. Like, he's like one of the top right tackles in the league now, maybe, and just signed an extension. So you're not doing that. But there is a point in there about how your team's changing. And I had this thought about the Bills on offense. Sal just mentioned how he doesn't think offense in either any of the first three picks. I think that's more likely to be the case, that the Bills will not draft an offensive player in the first three picks. If they do, it's a receiver at the end of the second round. And that's probably it. It's the only thing that I could really foresee. Like, them picking a running back in the second round, even, like, no. Guard, I guess, but even the guard doesn't have much opportunity to play.
Not really,
this year.
No.
So there's that. But think about where the Bills are with Joe Brady and how the offense, it really worked last year, and Brady's plan to be more of a yak team and shorter passing game, not turning the ball over, really getting the run game going as well as it ever has with Josh Allen as their quarterback. All of that worked. One more year like that and he's gone. Right? Like, this is very likely the last year of Joe Brady as the Bills offensive coordinator. It's a very good chance of that.
Unless he just wants to stay here.
But that they want to be coaches.
And yeah,
they all want to be head coaches.
It's a 1-in-32 in the entire world position. So.
Right. So the guy that was from here wanted to go be a head coach somewhere else. Dable left. So if that happens, another offensive coordinator comes in, and he's going to have his own idea of what works and what he wants. I mean, he might be a guy that loves two tight ends and loves 12 personnel, or maybe he's the opposite. Maybe he likes to spread it out and downfield passing game. And Trapasso's point there about you're drafting a guy now, but it's going to be a four-year rookie contract. Mm-hmm. And likely, whoever you pick, you know, Babich, this could be an answer too. Babich, you know, if he's young enough and if the Bills defense has like an elite season, then maybe he starts to get on the radar for head coaching jobs. And even if the guys stay in place, the game's always evolving.
Yeah.
The game's always evolving. It's always morphing. I mean, teams weren't running the ball like this 5 years ago.
No.
Teams weren't checking the ball down like this and throwing short 5 years ago. Everyone was going over the top.
And that is because defenses adjusted to that.
Right? And now defenses will adjust to what is happening now, right? Like,
yeah.
Teams are going to look at the Bills. This actually kind of already happened. The Bills, if you have this idea that last year, part of the reason why it worked so well, yards after catch and short stuff, was defenses were backed up because they were afraid of Josh Allen. That's not really what happened. The Bills saw one of the lowest rates of two high safeties in the league last season. It's actually kind of incredible. They were so good and efficient without much of a threat of a downfield pass game. Allen was like 26th in efficiency, and I mean, Coleman and Hollins had a couple, but there wasn't this influx of speed at any point down the field, and yet they still found a way to get the screen game working, and the run game was efficient. So how's the defense going to adjust to them? This is kind of all baked into Trapasso's point, though, of don't just stare at the depth chart. Stare at situations.
Yep.
Where do you want to be better? Where do you want to be versatile? And for me, on the offense, there's only one thing. It's just downfield passing.
That's the only thing you need to really improve on offensively, because you have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. James Cook, very likely to play out the last year of his contract here. And then we'll see what happens. That's all the James Cook talk. That's next year's problem. Punt on the
unless
whole
he makes
thing.
Unless he makes it ugly.
I don't expect him to.
I think you're probably right.
Expect him to.
Yeah.
So pretty much it's we'll talk about this again next year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obviously, you have one of the best quarterbacks in the entire league. Mm-hmm. You have the MVP, as a matter of fact. The one thing that you can get better at is having that downfield vertical threat. And even then, the team showed that they can thrive without it anyway.
Yeah.
But you look at the receivers that they've had in, there's a pattern. And it's more of hints. That's something Sal's mentioned, you and Jeremy have mentioned. they're kind of hinting at what type of receiver they're looking at when they're looking at them.
They're all sub-4-4
guys. They're all sub-4, yeah. And they're also late day two guys, a lot of them typically that are
and even day three.
And day three.
They had a guy in on Tuesday, the name Ole Miss receiver Jordan Watkins. Mm-hmm. He ran a 4.37.
Yeah.
They had him in on a visit. His projected round is around 6.
They have an idea of what kind of receiver they want this year, and they know where they're probably going to be aiming for that.
Yep.
That said, what if Luther Burden is there at 30?
I love thinking about Luther Burden.
Because Luther Burden is a player that you look at and go, yeah, that might be a luxury pick, but
it really isn't, though.
But
I don't consider it a luxury pick. I mean, it is in terms of how good the offense was last year,
yes.
But Luther Burden,
it's more of a luxury pick based on the Bills do have some more drastic needs than a wide receiver, but it's not like there's not a need at wide receiver.
But it even
and
like
Burden could do everything.
That's still kind of staring at the position, and I understand that. I do it too. But Burden, you know where there's a need for a Burden? The need on the team is they don't have a receiver that beats man coverage. They don't have one.
They don't have a receiver that beats man coverage.
And he does.
And not only that, he plays on the outside. He can play in the slot if needed. He is a downfield threat capable player. He kind of puts it all together in a package. And now there's the mystifying question of why? Why are there reports that he might be available in round two? What is going on here?
Well,
and I don't know if its teams are really just looking at, oh, he didn't play well last year in Missouri. Okay.
That's probably a lot of it because he was on track to be a top 15 pick before last season.
If that's the case, then I think GMs have jumped the shark on what it actually means to have the traits of a player.
Yeah,
the Bills should take advantage of that.
He went down from 1,200 yards to 600 yards.
I also think it's
without
because
only playing one fewer game. I mean, are we about to say the same thing?
Well, also,
the quarterback stunk.
Yeah. I'm going more on safety is also a viable option here if the caliber of player is there. If Starks or Emin Warrior are available at 30, I'll tell you, the cliff from safeties is precipitous after those two. And Xavier Watts in particular, compared to their needs.
Yeah, we'll talk about this more at 8, because you just brought up safety, too. Like, the idea that needs you want to see the Bills fix or fill that aren't just positional. You know, whether that's run defense. I've defended their run defense. I think they were better last year than people think. But there's been complaints about the run defense from fans for years
about this team.
Whether that is man coverage on defense, right? Like I brought up with Sal, Hamlin getting put in a spot. Reed did this. I mean, this is the Chiefs knowing they're smart and they know how to trap you. They see that the Bills are in man coverage and they move Worthy to get him on DeMar Hamlin.
Can I get a
and that's the can game, I get a center, game over?
Can I get that center fielder safety?
Right. And what need is that filling? It's not necessarily filling a need at safety, but it could be filling a need for more man coverage versatility, more personnel
rangy,
packages.
Rangy, deep man.
Right. So maybe kind of, you know, think more or less about the position. Maybe that's man coverage beating on the offense. Maybe that's short yardage. You know, we talked about Savion Williams from TCU. Wildcat. I don't think that's much of a need, but these other
possible
ways of thinking about needs that they have that isn't just what position do guys play. 803-0550 is the phone number. When we come back, we'll get to building Saber strategy. Got that for you when we come back on the final day of the Buffalo Sabres regular season. And then I want to get to this need conversation more about the Bills and the draft 1 week out at 8 o'clock. That's all coming up. 803-0550, the phone number. Jody Biasi, Derek Kramer. This is WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.